Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on anger when the sacred laws of Allah Ta'ala are violated in helping the deen of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Today's hadith an Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha anna Quraishan ahammahum sha'nul mar'ati al-makhzumiyyati allati saraqat faqalu man yukallimu fiha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqalu man yajtari'u alayhi إلا أسامة بن زيد حب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فكلمه أسامة فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أتشفع في حد من حدود الله تعالى ثم قام فاختطب ثم قال إنما أهلك من قبلكم أنهم كانوا إذا سرق فيهم الشريف تركوه وإذا سرق فيهم الضعيف أقاموا عليه الحد وَيْمُ اللَّهِ لَوْ أَنَّ فَاطِمَةَ بِنْتَ مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم معاذ الله سرقت لقطعت يدها متفق عليه. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the Quraysh were concerned about the Makhzumi woman who had committed theft. There was a woman from the Makhzumi tribe, a tribe that was well known, and a woman from that tribe, in other words, now from a more affluent tribe, influential tribe, well-known, recognized tribe, a woman from that tribe had stolen. And the verdict that was given for a person that steals is the hand must be cut off. Now, this verdict that was given against this woman, this Makhzumi woman, was that her hand must be cut off. So now, obviously, what will happen? It will be the talk of the town. The name of the tribe will get spoiled. That Khandan's name will get spoiled, that a woman had stolen from this tribe. If you think of it from our family, some woman was involved in stealing or robbery, and now the news, the press gets hold of it, the woman is in prison. How much of embarrassment it is for the family. So this is what the issue is here. The Quraysh were concerned about the Makhzumi woman who had committed theft. And they said, who will speak to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about her? In other words, who will go and intercede on her behalf with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Others said, who can be bold enough? Who's got the courage? So now they're discussing, who's got that amount of courage that can go and talk to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is a serious issue for us. So they said that Usama radiallahu anhu, Usama bin Zaid radiallahu anhu, the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Usama bin Zaid radiallahu anhu literally grew up in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would at times put his grandson on one lap and he would put Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu on the other lap. From an external feature point of view, he had no real looks, as we would call it. In other words, the description that even would be given in the kitabs of him, it was a very dark person, he had very thick lips, his feet would be cracked. His mother was a slave woman. So he took his appearance after his mother, a black woman, that was his mother. But yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would show him so much of love that he would put him on one lap and put his grandson on the other lap. And when his nose would leak also, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would clean the nose of Usama bin Zaid radiallahu anhu. What an example Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set for us from such a high lineage, from the Quraysh. He has a child that appears to be like a black child. Put him on his lap, clean his nose, show him the same love that he would show his grandson. So this was the sahabi that they said, no, he must go and talk to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine any type of racial barriers at that time? How clean, how pure Islam was. How clean, how pure Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. So they said, who else beside Hazrat Usama bin Zaid radiallahu anhu, the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was known as the beloved, and his father Hazrat Zaid radiallahu anhu was also known as the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anyway, he went and he spoke to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on behalf of this woman. So look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We are talking about getting angry when the laws of Allah ta'ala are being broken and taking revenge for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, on this occasion, when that young boy, that young man who Nabi alayhi salam had so much of love for, he was known to be the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, but he came to speak to him about something that had to do with the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he got upset. Are you interceding with regards to one of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then stood up and addressed the people. He gave a khutbah. He addressed the people saying that those before you were destroyed Why? Because when a noble person amongst them committed theft, they left him alone. This person is from a high ranking family, leave him alone. And if a weak person committed theft, they applied the law to him. So in other words, they had different rules for different types of people. The people before you, they had different rules. If a person was coming from a wealthy, influential, affluent background, they left him alone. Never mind. Person was weak and poor, let's put the law against him. So in other words, they had different rules for different people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then spelt out the rule very clearly. He said, by Allah, I take an oath in Allah, if Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were to steal, ma'adallah, Allah ta'ala protect, he says, I would cut off her hand also. In other words, if my own daughter had to steal, I would cut her hand off also. Forget about the respect of the community and the respect of the family. The law of Allah is the law of Allah. There is no sacrificing the law of Allah. The law of Allah comes before every single thing, before our respect and before our honor, before our wealth and before our dignity, comes the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here we see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got upset and he spelled out the law so clearly. May Allah ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of being firm as far as deen is concerned. So here what we learn from today's lesson is that to get upset for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that is meritorious. It's not always such that a person must swallow his anger. Yes, when it comes to his personal self, somebody did something to him, then a person should overlook it, forgive, be tolerant. But when the deen of Allah ta'ala is being trampled and a person can set the record straight in a manner that is productive, a person should go ahead and do it. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Just one or two masail that come out of this. Ulama explained that if the case hasn't yet gone to the judge and the verdict hasn't yet been given, then to intercede on behalf of a person, there is no harm. So it hasn't yet reached the court, the judge hasn't taken any decision. Now if somebody goes to the family of the other party and says, please make them maaf, they stole, they made a mistake, then there is no harm. But once the matter has gone to court, the verdict now has been given, and after the verdict has been given, now person goes and tries to intercede with the judge and intercede here and intercede there. Now that is problematic. Why? Because this is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it got to do with hudud. Specifically laws that are stipulated in the Quran. That this what, or the hadith, this is what is the punishment for a person that steals. This is the punishment for a person that commits zina. This is the punishment for the person that commits murder. So like that, when the ruling is given at the level of the courts, Islamic courts, now at that time there is no chance of interceding. Before that, if somebody goes and speaks to the other side of the family, forgive them, etc., then Shariat allows for it. Or if it is a case of ta'zir, ta'zir means it is a lesser punishment. It is not a law that got to do with what we translate as the hudud of the had. If it's not something to do with had, it's a small, milder punishment, then there is a chance to go and still to speak to the family and tell the family, okay, still forgive the person, but it is a smaller punishment. But when it comes to the had, the strict laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is no chance of going and interceding to such an extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said that if the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to steal, I would cut off her hand. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq of being firm on deen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.